It is 6:51. Well, you know, it's kind of like that time of year, and nothing is like a bottle of sparkling wine, especially on New Year's Eve. But with so many selections, how do you know what the best choices are to help ring in the new year in style?
Joining us to talk more about some New Year's Eve selections is Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. And Scott, I just want to say first off, I'm not necessarily waiting till Monday night to have some bubbly.
Let's start now.
Yeah, we wish you were here. As you know, not all sparkling wine from France is champagne, but tell us about your French sparkling wine suggestion for bringing in 2013.
Well, you're right. You know, not all champagne, and you know I'm a huge fan of champagne, but not everything that sparkles is champagne, but I love this one from the Loire Valley, the non-vintage Chateau Gaudrel Cremant de Loire. Now, this is a blend of 50% Chenin Blanc and 50% Chardonnay. That's fairly unique, but the aromas of hazelnut and pear scents integrate beautifully with flavors of peach and dried apricot and buttered toast, have a really rich and full feel in the mouth. It's just a beautiful wine. Then you just get this little touch of roasted almonds that intertwine with citrusy-based acidity on the end, and it's only $18. It's a really great value to ring in the new year with.
Ooh, nice. Hazelnut and almond. I like that. Scott, many people might not be familiar with Georgian wine. I'm not, but you're a fan. Tell us about that.
Hillary, we're talking about the country, not the state.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's right. The non-vintage Bagrationi 1882 Reserve Brut. Now, this is, again, from Georgia, and it's made from a blend of five indigenous grapes that were harvested and sorted by hand and then produced in the traditional method Champenois. Now, that's the method used in champagne to get the bubbles into the wine. Aromas of ripe apricot and a little bit of white nectarine combined really well on the well-balanced frame. Apple, pear, peach, apricot, you got it all in there. Deliver across the palate on delicate bubbles, $26. Look this up. It's a really lovely wine, and it will really, you know, kind of sort of be unique to introduce to your friends.
What about here domestically, Scott, if people want to buy an American-made wine or sparkling wine, what would you recommend?
Well, if you really want to introduce your friends to something unique, the non-vintage Gruet Blanc de Noir. Now, you ready for this? Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Really?
Really, and it's delicious. Aromas of strawberry and rose petals dominate the nose with flavors of strawberry, ripe apricots, baked bread. They just glide over the tongue. Bright fish finish, notes of toasty oak and vanilla on the end, $15.
Wow. Now, if you had to pull one out of the hat, what else would you suggest we try?
Well, you know, I am not a huge fan of cava wines, but I had recently a vintage cava, so the 2009 Navarin Dama Cava from Spain, predominantly Chardonnay-based, but it's got this bouquet of honeysuckle, green melon on the nose, and flavors of crisp apple and pear notes right up front, and then tight bubbles, which I really like in sparkling wines. I like those tight little tiny bubbles. Baked bread and clove on the fresh finish, $15. I think it's a great sleeper.
Scott, we hope you have a fantastic intro into 2013.
Yep.
And you as well. Happy, healthy New Year, everyone.
Happy and healthy, Scott.